Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
On Sunday, September 23rd, there was an international peace walk around Ada Hayden Park, sponsored by IRIS. That's the Iowa Resource for International Service, which coordinates homestays and activities for high school exchange students. And we have one of those students in the studio with us today to give us her impressions of those events. Hello, this is Icha. Icha, introduce yourself to our audience.
Okay, so my name is Maria.
Maria.
But, yeah, but there's so many Maria here. So I go with Icha.
So there's an oversupply of Marias, so you're going to be Icha. Okay.
Yeah,
from now on, you'll be Icha, Maria, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Well, tell us about this event.
I'm from Indonesia, and, like, Sunday was so fun. We had a lot of fun. Like, we introduced ourselves, like, each of us, Irish student, to people who walks in Ada Hayden, like, spend their morning and afternoon in there. We introduce our culture, we introduce our country, what's, you know, our unique culture from our country.
Now, explain about your home country to everybody.
Okay, so maybe there's not so many people know Indonesia. Like, it's near Singapore.
We know Indonesia is a whole bunch of islands. And
yes. We have like 17,000 islands.
17,000?
Yes.
I'm just trying to superimpose that on Iowa. Think of the voting precincts.
We have 17,000.
We have 99 counties. What if we had 17,000? Now, you are from one of those islands.
So we have like 5 main islands, and I'm from one of them. It's from Java. Maybe like tourists know it as Yogyakarta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're famous of it. But I'm from Jakarta, the capital city.
Jakarta, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, now, how old are you right now?
I'm 17.
And so you are in high school at Nevada.
I go to Ames High.
Oh, Ames High. Okay.
Little Cyclones.
Oh, God. Little Cyclones. You really absorbed the culture already.
Yes.
Then, right? So how long have you been in country here?
I think a month.
Okay.
Oh,
so
October 6th, I'll be 2 months.
So you just came right to be in time for the school term.
Yes, yes.
Now, when you went out there to the Aden Park, tell me about what you found out there. There were people from how many different countries? Any idea?
From IRIS.
For the IRIS people, the folks who were exchange students, do you know how many countries were represented?
I think it's around 10.
10 countries.
Mm-hmm. We
and these
are 29 of us.
People who are attending school here in Central Iowa.
Yeah.
So everyone had an opportunity to talk about their culture and their home country.
Mm-hmm.
And then was there food?
No, I think.
Oh, they should have had food out there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So everyone was able to give a speech about their home country.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about your home country, you mentioned all the islands and all the different how that spread over the Pacific.
Yes.
And name some of the other countries that were there, just so we know the breadth of the population there.
It's Egypt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mozambique, Ghana, Philippines, Turkey, then South Africa, then Tanzania. I don't know how to spell it correctly, but it's Sierra Leone.
Suriname. Well, now that's quite a variety.
Yeah.
Now, when you went out there, who structured this? ISIS was there to organize all this?
No. Excuse me. IRIS.
IRIS.
ISIS is not located in Ames.
That's a bad organization. So did IRIS structure this? IRIS put it together, right? And so everyone was there, and IRIS organized it. Everyone had an opportunity to speak about their country. Now, with IRIS, is there a time when all the students who are exchange students can get together and talk?
Mm-hmm.
Periodically?
We met around like August 10th for the arrival orientation. Mm-hmm. But then it's not all of us, because some of us already have host family and some of us know. But then yesterday, like from Friday to Sunday was the opportunity that we can gather together.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you said some folks have host families and some don't.
Yeah, at first.
The ones who don't, what's the story with those folks?
Like the ones who don't didn't arrive in here, like at August 10th. They arrived like around August 17, September, even there was September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like that. But you have a host family.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your host family.
My host family is awesome. Like, they're so nice, they're so kind, and I have like three host siblings, and they are awesome. Like,
so how many in the host family, and what are the ages of your host siblings?
So, there's my dad, my mom, and my first siblings is 13 years old. She's 13 years old, and the second is 5 years old.
Really?
She is 5 years old. Yes, she is so cute. And the last is 2 years old. He's the cutest.
So I bet they already think it's great to have a sister.
Maybe.
Yeah. And they just love you to death, don't they?
I hope so.
And Ames High School, was that a shock to? How is it different from your home school?
Oh, there's a lot of differences. Yeah. Like, I love Ames High because they provide like everything that the student need. Mm-hmm. Like in Indonesia, we have like 16 subjects that we have to learn like in a week.
Yes.
Because we cannot choose what we want to learn.
Really?
Yeah. Like in here, I got like so many freedom because I can choose whatever I want, like what I love to learn, and I can choose like, you know, things that I want to do, like clubs and sports that I like.
So far, what kind of choices have you made?
I take art class, the 4D media art. It's like Photoshop, and I love to do Photoshop, and I do math. And like in Indonesia, the math is like harder, and I like, it's so easy.
So the math here is easier.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know if that's good news or not. We're probably falling behind Indonesia.
It's good news for me.
Oh yeah, good. I would say so. Yes. Now, what do you think about football and some of these extracurricular activities at Ames High School?
Yeah.
It's quite an event every Friday night, isn't it? Football is big in the United States.
Yeah. I watch Ames High football for the first time after first day of school, I think. Then, like, I was so confused. I didn't understand at all. But then the crowd was so happy, like it was so fun, and I just like
so all the excitement and the cheering.
Yeah.
You got into that and you cheered when they did, even though you didn't know why they were cheering.
Even though I don't understand, where's the touchdown?
Well, when in Rome, do what the Ames people do. So far it's gone very well.
Yes,
and you're going to experience something we call winter, and you know I hope you have the appropriate clothing and. It's just a little chilly today in the air, but take it from a veteran Iowan. This is nothing compared to Aladdin, our engineer, is saying, yes, it's deadly. But it's also fun. You get a whole new wardrobe, and you get out there, and you see your breath 1 minute, and you bump your head on it the next, you know, if it's cold enough. So what's your long-time goal vocationally? Have you decided what kind of career you'd like to have?
Oh, in college, I really want to do international relation and or communication.
Well, you're already doing international relations
to
some extent. And when you go back now, right now, what year are you in Ames High School? Sophomore, junior?
I'm junior.
So you'll go back to Indonesia for your senior year then next year?
Yes, I postponed my senior
And then where do you plan or hopefully to go to college?
There's one, like, the best college in my town. I really want to go there because my alumni from my country, like, most of them go there. So I really have, you know.
So your goal is already set to attend
there.
Yes,
yes.
Well, I would invite you to come back and go to Iowa State. Because you're going to be so addicted to winter that that agreeable climate in Indonesia will say, it's so boring here. There's no snow drift. And you'll have to tell everybody when you get back about how the world turns white and cold and everything. And I suppose you've already made some meaningful friendships at Ames High School.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They've been welcoming.
Yeah, they're so nice. Like, I thought I was so afraid when I first came here. Like, I'm afraid that I won't have friends. It's like the hardest thing, you know, in high school.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that they're really good. They really welcome me. And they're really interested in my, you know, home country.
Mm-hmm. Are there other exchange students at Ames High School?
Yeah, yeah, a lot.
Really?
I have friends from Spanish and German.
Really?
Germany, yeah.
And so you have some folks who are having the same experience mm-hmm. you are from different mm-hmm. parts of the world. And I'm sure you gravitate toward them because you're all having the same experience
yes.
of getting to know Ames and mm-hmm. Iowa and
American
the United
culture.
States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably one of the most – well, looking back on my teen years, you know, they're so confusing sometimes and so difficult with so many adjustments that it would absolutely frighten me to leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a certain amount of courage to do that, don't you think?
It's so hard at
yeah.
first. when the first week, it was so frustrating for me. My mom know it. like feeling homesick and miss family and friends.
Sure.
Like leave your comfort zone.
Yeah.
It's out of your control.
And so actually this event at Ada Hayden was a good time to be with other people
yes.
who were having the same
yeah.
experience
yeah.
but not mm-hmm. going to your school. Susan, you have a question.
Yes, I have, and later in the program we're going to play some recordings that we made with other students who,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who were out there.
Mm-hmm.
were there. And we were able to ask a few more questions about their culture. I mean, the islands are not your culture. What would you tell us about life in Indonesia?
Maybe like daily life.
Mm.
Is it okay?
Sure, whatever you want to mm-hmm. say.
Like... we eat with hands. Like, it's like sometimes when we eat rice as our main food, we eat with our hands because it's kind of like more delicious to us. I don't know why, but it is. But then it's a symbol of appreciate the food more because we don't have like a tools with it and we eat it with our hands like right away. Like it appreciate who made it and appreciate the food like that.
So it's really intimate to eat the food with your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
For that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you do use eating utensils for other foods? Is that right?
Yeah, for soup, yes.
Okay. I was trying to think of soup with your now Aladdin is cracking up here. He's picturing soup with your hands.
yes.
So was this a problem for you at first? Did you wanted to eat with your hands and you couldn't because it wasn't polite in America?
Yeah. kind of, but it's easy to use spoon, mm. but, you know, like sometimes I miss to eat with my hands.
Well, now, what other things about the culture were, and when you look at your culture and the one you're in now, what else stands out to you as something very new and different to you?
The
here?
Hardest.
Yeah.
The hardest is that American people really direct speech, like they direct person. So when my mom mad at me, mm-hmm. like angry with me back home, I cannot look her in the eyes. I have to stay to look at my feet because mm-hmm. it's like respect them
right.
because I'm not like challenge them that mm-hmm. I see her in the eyes. But when in here, we have to look them in the eyes. And that's the hardest because like, you know, like I used to do this like.
Look down.
See in my mm-hmm, look down, but then I have to look straight away in the eyes.
So over here, the custom is more to have eye contact.
Yes,
and that sort
yes.
of. That's a very interesting observation because you'd have to have experience in both cultures to spot that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin has a question.
Real quick, so a couple things. Eating with your hands. I have a son and a daughter at Ames High.
Mm-hmm.
My son, Musa, he's 17 too. 17 years, we couldn't teach him to eat with a spoon. So sit with him. He can eat with his hands.
He's the only guy who's eating with his hands.
I like to know him.
And the other thing, looking down, I wish my children, when I speak to them, they look down. So I'm going to teach some of the things from your culture. We would love to have you.
Okay.
Yeah, Aladdin, whenever your kids are too impudent, I would replay this interview, have it on tape. And here's this wonderful girl from Indonesia who knows how to treat adults. Well, it sounds like you're having a delightful time. And,
yes.
And we can't see this on radio, but I see it in person, and that is that Icha has this marvelous smile that happens so automatically, and you don't have to tell yourself to smile. It just happens that way. And, you know, that's an international symbol. If somebody dropped me into a culture that I was new, the first thing I would do is smile. Mm-hmm. It's like music. It's the international language. And you're so lucky that you smile so naturally.
Thank you.
And you're so lucky to have a family you love as your host family.
I am.
And I think you're lucky to be at Ames High School.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll consider yourself very lucky until sometime in early December when suddenly. But, you know, a lot of people who come from equatorial parts of the country, of the world, when they see snow, they dive in it and love it and make snow angels. And then by March, they're tired of snow like we are.
Yeah, many people told me that.
Well, I tell you what, it's been delightful to have you here. And
thank you so much.
I wish we could spend a whole hour. I'm so glad that the event this weekend at the lake was attended well, and also you got to meet other folks who are here as exchange students.
Yes.
And we're going to play some audio here soon of interviews with those people. So, Maria Icha.
Yes.
Whichever you want to be called. Thank you. Go back.
Thank you so much.
You have to go right away
me.
To Ames High School. And
yes.
Yeah. And get more learning, as we say here. Very nice to have you. And
thank you so much.
I think we're going to have to introduce you to Aladdin's son so that he can shape up. Thank you, Icha.
Thank you.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.